Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This Wednesday, join us for a special live broadcast from Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram, guys. Come on out and join us for great food and drink, plus a preview of the Monday night game. That's Wednesday, 2 to 6, Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come on out and join us here with us on Dukes and Bell. We're going to be out and about again on Thursday, as we mentioned, up at Flowery Branch. Monday next week, we're doing a special show, Mike, at, is it Signia?
Hotel? Man. One of my favorite sports bars. You guys, I mean, the hotel's been around now for a bit, but one of the really cool layouts. They've got their own version of the Halo board like we have inside Mercedes-Benz. Very cool with an unbelievable view of the skyline and the stadium. So we'll be hanging out there. A very special Dukes and Bell Andy Randy mashup from 11 to 3.
Yeah.
Signia.
That's next Monday. We'll tell you more about it, but that's where we'll be. 404-726-0929. Just talking about the Dogs winning over the weekend. The rankings, guys, when you talk about, you know, how college football looks right now, I've been saying this for weeks. There's no for sure dominant team. If I asked you right now who the best team is in college football, would you say Ole Miss? They're undefeated. Would you throw Texas A&M in there? Like, it's really weird, Mike, from the standpoint of – and by the way, Indiana is top 10 again, guys, and they're undefeated. And, you know, everybody said last year that they didn't deserve to be in the playoff. They may make another run at the playoff this year.
And, again, their schedule kind of sets up for them. Like, a lot's been said about just how easy that schedule is. But they get the big test, guys, Oregon. And you talked about it. That's going to be the big one. And it'll be very interesting because they're going to Oregon. And then after that, it's at Penn State. We'll talk about Penn State. And it's been 26 minutes. Can I say the Texas word?
What's that?
Texas.
What about it?
We talked about it last week. It was a very scary proposition for Arch Manning. And now Texas fans are doubting Steve Sarkisian because Steve Sarkisian's got the same kind of terrible record against ranked opponents that now Franklin has been known for in Penn State.
Well, yes, but he's not 4-21, but it is bad. I mean, listen, I do think this has been the challenge for him, for James Franklin as well. They're not firing Sark. They're not Sark. Mike, we talked about this on the pre-show. They're not going to fire James Franklin. It's a $50 million buyout. They're not doing that. Does he deserve to be fired? In my opinion, yeah, because he's already shown that he can't win these kind of games when it matters most. But the crazy thing is when you start looking at the rankings, right, and Georgia's in there as well at 4-1, they're going to be a top 10 team. Texas drops out of the top 25. Penn State drops out. You get a couple of new teams in there, Mike, Memphis and South Florida jumping in the top 25. But as far as Georgia's concerned, we're going to jump on the phones. My thing is, are you watching how good Carson Beck has been? And you let him go. And how much better would Georgia be if Beck was here? Now, here's the question, Mike, and you brought this up. Could Georgia have gotten this out of Beck? Because you said it, the offensive coordinator down there, whatever they're doing is working. And it's not that Georgia's bad. Understand what I'm saying. But we're talking about next level.
Well, it's the thing that Mike Griffith brought up last week. And Shannon Dawson's the OC we talked about earlier. If you had these transfer guys, if you had Branch, if you had these wide receivers for last year, for Carson Beck, if you had those guys last year, you know, do you not maybe win the game in Alabama? He made some bad throws at Alabama, but you had enough to beat Texas. You know, would you have had Carson Beck with – Grant got hurt, too. Remember, he got banged up. So don't know what he would have done. Would you put this, some of these athletes in that mix against Notre Dame? One thing for certain, I think two things can be correct. I don't think Georgia's trenches are even close to last year's trenches. Okay. I think Georgia's offensive line isn't as good. I don't think Georgia's defense is even close. I think their secondary has been exposed at times. So I just think it is a team which has a ceiling. But then, you, to your point, what if you got Carson Beck and he's doing some super stuff? Some guys are going to also say, like the previous caller last segment says, but Carson Beck's not a runner. You know, Gunnar Stockton, he moves around. He's going to buy some time. Could Carson, to the caller's point, would Carson Beck be a greasy spot in the backfield? with this offensive line.
I don't know, but he's not running at Miami.
He's got a better team around him.
And that's crazy. Think about what you're saying. That he leaves Georgia and he's got a better team at Miami, right? Because Georgia's top 1, 2, 3 every year in recruiting. We know this. So that is even hard to comprehend when you say, hey, I'm going to leave. Because most of you said, go to Miami. Good luck. And Mike just said he's got a better team. 404-726-0929. 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns, 3 picks. His quarterback rating is about the same if you wanted to compare the two. And look, this is, for me, just about how dynamic your quarterback needs to be. And, Mike, here's the thing. That would be the equalizer if that was true, if he was here. If you're telling me that, hey, he's going to make up the difference in those plays because of his playmaking and his throwing ability because they lack in these other areas, then that might equal it out. But I don't see that happening. And again, Georgia still has a tough schedule, guys. They cannot overlook Auburn, right? The Texas game feels like it's going to be a lesser game because of what you just saw. This is the SEC. Do not get fooled. Do not think that they're going to run into Athens and just get rolled over after losing to Florida. Florida all of a sudden becomes a game where you better watch out because their defense is really damn good.
And when Lagway's on point, as he was against Texas, I mean, when Lagway's doing the things and he's making good decisions, if he stays in the game, they lose the cocktail party. I still argue that with anybody. I just looked it up. Cristobal's recruiting, they came in 7th in 2023. This is the composite rankings, taking all your different services, and they were 4th in 2024. So those are the guys. He's built a core augmented with the free agents, if you will, like Carson Beck.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's grab a phone call or two here. 404-726-0929. Feel good about the Dogs. You win. But when you're watching these other things play out and you're going, wait a minute, that dude was here. Was he going to be this good this year here? And if so, why did we let him go? That's what I'm asking you. All right, let's grab a call or two here. I know a couple of you have been holding on. Is it Olu? Is that right? Olu in Atlanta. Welcome in. Hey, man.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
I'm doing good. To answer your question, I think it's a yes and a no, mainly because of coaching, man. I'm not going to lie. It just seems like Miami just has better coaching. That's why we lost the Alabama game. We didn't lose it because of our – I don't think we lost it because of our players. We lost that game because of coaching. And on top of that, our O-line, we have young players. It just seems like everything just fits perfectly around Carson in Miami. It's just not the case in Georgia.
I agree with that. I do. Look, there is something to be said about fit. That's what Mike's talking about. Put these receivers with Beck. How much more dynamic is this offense down the field? Guys, Georgia does not throw the ball vertically. They don't. Everybody else in these – go watch Ohio State. Go watch Miami. Go watch Oregon and this Dante Moore kid. He's a true sophomore. Old Miss, Lane Kip, they're throwing the ball, Mike, vertically down the field.
And the thing is, this gets back to, you know, how the plays are being called and the weapons you've added. We had the numbers last week. Now, I don't know how it shakes out after what just happened against Kentucky. But Gunnar Stockton, I should say, had a near-perfect ranking on his deep ball. Problem is, he's only throwing 3 attempts.
What, is that a game?
Yeah, and this is PFF.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, so again, take it with a grain of salt. But the nerds at Pro Football Focus were talking about the fact this guy actually has one of the better deep balls. Are they dialing up enough with those weapons you're talking about?
Let me ask you what Olu just said. Do you blame the Bama loss on coaching?
Well, I don't like that. Nobody likes the play call. And Schumann, this is something Connor Riley brought up with us. He wasn't as aggressive in the first half. Second half, he got dialed it up, and shockingly, Alabama didn't score. So Kirby needs to get a better handle on his coaches or spend more money, get better coaches. I've been saying this for 2 years. No disrespect to Stacey Searles. I know that Sam Pittman's going to just kind of kick it, enjoy his severance. But, I mean, I think you need to get some better brain power on this thing.
Robert and Marietta, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking Dogs, man. Robert, hey, man, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dukes and Bill, I love you guys. Just want to go ahead and give a shout-out to y'all.
Thank you, brother.
By the way. Okay, and I want to say that Georgia – okay. Georgia has a boring offense. We got to get over this. Like, all that, oh, Kirby Smart, oh, I'm just going to drive the ball. We're going to have this in the trenches. Listen, you got so many playmakers in the state of Georgia, it's ridiculous. They are leaving Georgia because their offense is so boring. They always talking about we got 4 to 5-star players across the board. Okay, all right, so let's do one-on-one. You line the best receiver up with their best corner. Let's go. There's too many playmakers in Georgia. All right, so, the NFL is one-on-one. Can you beat that man? Everybody want to prepare for NFL. So let's go ahead and go with that. All right? So Beck, he left Georgia, I believe, because he's free to do what he wants. Mm. He can swing that ball around.
Yep.
Ohio State, LSU is doing that right now. No wide receiver, top wide receivers are coming to Georgia because they don't swing that rock, that pill, rather. So it's just like you're going to go to Ohio State or LSU. The wideouts at Ohio State and LSU are great in the NFL. So I believe Georgia has everything they need within state, and they don't have to go out of state. Even Georgia Tech as well, they can recruit, and they can make it happen. That's all I want to say.
It's a great point. Listen, go look at the list since Alabama, too. What's crazy? Alabama and their wide receivers, and they're about to put a couple of more guys in the NFL. Go look at the list of wide receivers that have come out of Ohio State over the last 5 years. It's incredible. LSU, he's absolutely right. And, Mike, look, Pickens was here for a short period of time and then was like, I'm out.
Right. Now, Pickens was a mercurial personality, so some of that was between his ears. But I just looked it up. Georgia right now in total yards average per game comes in at 35. Texas is 16, Georgia Tech. So that's not exactly the kind of numbers you're looking for. And then when you don't have that lights-out defense, look, I think, and this is something Mike Griffith brought up last week, how amazingly earth-shatteringly good the Georgia defensive line and deep back-to-back natties, which in turn makes Gunnar Stockton look like a much better prospect back then.
Is it boring?
Not Gunnar Stockton, but I'm saying that was, if you go back to Stetson Bennett, how if you put that kind of defense now, all of a sudden, oh, it maybe covers up some of the warts you have on your offense.
No doubt.
And you shouldn't be warts because you invested in the portal to spend money to bring those guys that our caller's just talking about here.
Robert and Marietta, man, appreciate you. Robert says the offense is boring. That's why we're not getting these dynamic wide receivers coming here.
It looked good against Tennessee, unfortunately, it takes them a quarter to get going.
Hey, man, Friday morning, join the morning shift for a special broadcast at Publix. That's at Buckhead Landing in Atlanta. Come down, join the crew, pick up some tailgating supplies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The weekend and the football brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Guys, that's Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Publix at Buckhead Landing in Atlanta. It's Dukes and Bell. We're coming back. Daily downloads on the way. We're going to talk some NFL. Crazy day yesterday, even though the Falcons was off. And Steve Holman's on the way. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.